Do you know that God is real? I want to tell you.
Who told you that?
It was the worship leader, but don't shoot him.
Oh, I'm used to getting shot at.
My wife and I, long story short, I had a heart attack in 07. Couldn't work again. God found us a house, but it became too expensive. So Glenn decides he's going to start looking for a house. Well, I can tell you where every house is for sale or for rent in this neck of the woods. I can tell you the price range, how many bedrooms. And then my wife, she'd see a sign on the way home from here. Go down that street. Oh, there's one over there. And she says, what do you think? Nope. Well, 2 weeks ago, some people that have come to our church, and the husband, Gary, he has a bone disease. I'm not sure what it is, but his bones keep breaking. He's been in the hospital over 100 times in the last 4 years. And his wife isn't much better. Well, 2 weeks ago, and he couldn't drive. 2 weeks ago, I'm here during the day, and here comes Gary walking through the door. He drove here. And he said, my wife wants you to call her. Well, when we had our thrift shop, I had to go to their house to pick up things that they donate. So I knew where they lived. So I called her up, and she said, do you know anybody that would repair my other side of my duplex? The renters moved out and trashed it. Well, that's what I used to do for a living, but I'm not allowed to do that anymore. But I've got 3 sons. So I went over and looked at it. God set me up. I'm over there looking at it. Yeah, I need new bathroom, need new floors, need new trim, need new doors, paint the whole place, paint the basement, basically make it a new house. And she said, I want your son to do it. I said, cool. So this Monday, which is my wife and I's only day off, she wanted to go look at it. So we went and looked at it. Well, we're going to move in. And what's so cool is the people said, pick out anything you want, the carpet, the flooring, the paint, and you can work off as much rent as you want to repairing the place. Now, I don't know about you folks, but that's God. But I had to turn it over and give it to him because I couldn't do it. But when we do that, when we step back out of the way and we draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to us, and he will take care of it. I just say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, as earlier when Pastor was talking about tithing, and then Pastor Glenn spoke of what God's doing with them when he steps back and gets out of the way, it brought back tears when I first got saved, which has been years ago. I was single with 3 kids. I'd gone through a divorce, and I was with 3 kids on my own, struggling, and Satan lied to me. I moved in with a guy, and lived with him, and then I came back to the Lord, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I can't live on my own with the money. It was out in Arizona. It's a right-to-work state. It was really tight. I only got a certain amount of money, cash, and a certain amount of food stamps, and I was working. And I prayed and asked, you know, Lord, it's in your hands. I will need, and then I listed the 3 things I needed, a place to stay that I could afford on my own, that would be close to schools, because my babies would be starting kindergarten soon, and a place close to laundromat or stores, whatever. And he did all that. And then when it came to tithe, and he did all that in the apartments that I moved in with, there was 5 of them. And I was working in a factory at the time, but it was within walking distance to the schools, to the kindergarten and the, you know, the main schools. And then the laundromat wasn't close to one, but within the apartment there was a place for a washer and dryer. And then there was a guy at my church that had a washer and dryer for sale, And I only bought the washer because I said, I don't need a dryer. I looked at it this way. If my mom raised 9 kids in Nebraska without a dryer, I can do it in Arizona without a dryer. So I said, I don't need the dryer. You sell that to somebody else, save me some money. So, and then a job thing was about 2 months into the apartment, the landlord that was taking care of it took off with the money. And I thought, oh, no, this is not good. The other people it was only a 5-apartment complex. And they thought, oh, cool, we don't have to pay rent. I said, yes, we will. That's just stupid. Come on. So I went back to their realtor's office, and asked them what to do. Well, they gave me the name of the person that owned it, which was in California. Never met the lady face to face ever. And I got a hold of her and asked her what to do. I became the manager of the apartments. So, and then I babysit at night. So he gave me 3 jobs so I could take care of my kids without help from other people. And then when it came to tithing, it's like, okay, how am I going to do this with food stamps and this little amount of cash, blah, blah, blah. Well, I think the Lord must have given it to me. I went to the pastor and I said, how about if I tithe off my food stamps? Because I couldn't, the 10% of the food stamps, I couldn't take that out of my cash. That would have, who knows what it would have done. And so I was the first one to start that at that church at that time. And it's funny how it worked, because it was a blessing to the church, because, you know, when people were out hard on jobs, there was groceries. When I went to do my shopping, and I've always been a tight wad, stretched the money as far as I could, I would take the non-perishables, that much percent out of that food, and take it to the church. So they had bags of food in the back room stored for people that were struggling in the church. And so that's it. So that was my tithe. I tithed on everything, not just a little bit.
So what she said is, I'm up here talking about it, she said she's crying in her seat because she's remembering when she first started tithing, and that what she did was she had a little bit of cash to pay her bills, and she had food stamps. And so when she heard about the tithing, she's like, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. And she every week would bring food, 10% of her income in food, like in canned goods and stuff. And then the church started having stuff to store up to give to people. It's like, God just has a plan. It's like, we just do his plan. It works. It's the 10 commandments, not the 10 suggestions. You know, it works when we do it his way, not our version of his way. Just do what he says. It works every time. But God, how can I do it? He said, by trusting me. Somebody say amen.
Amen, preacher.
All right. Can you say that? Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right.